Hello, welcome into Verbal Diarrhea, the podcast where we read the hilarious diary of a teenager. But not just any teenager, that diary belongs to our friend Nathan.
Hello.
That's him. We're also joined by Alex.
Hello.
That's him. And Raina. That's me. We're going to take you back to the year 2000 for a nostalgic binge back at Nay's tragic love life that's currently going on.
Yeah.
So turn it up and pull them down for episode 73.
Exciting. I'm genuinely, and I've actually heard a lot of listeners have actually approached me and said this as well. Very invested in the diary at the moment. And really, genuinely really enjoying the episodes more and more. Because it just feels like every episode, there's just something mental that's happening.
I think it's quite relatable because I think everyone's been through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you followed through it or not, everyone's at least had the thoughts.
Sure.
Definitely.
It also helps that like with what's going on, now you're a bit older and you've got more social stuff going on. Every episode isn't kind of like an isolated episodical thing of this stuff happened. We've had about eight episodes in a row where it's a narrative.
It's like an audiobook.
Right.
It's like chapter.
The last few episodes are one connected story and there's been natural cliffhangers and it's so good, man.
It's brilliant.
It's so genius. If you don't get a fucking MBE from this, I'll be livid.
What is an MBE?
Member of the British Empire.
That's it. And an OBE is a...
Officer of the British Empire?
I can't remember which one's higher. MBE is the highest, isn't it?
I don't like it that we're not members of the British Empire.
Well, no.
Oh, I don't know if that's entirely correct.
I don't want to be, because if you've got an MBE and they go, right, we're going to war, we need our emperors, they're going to call up David Beckham straight away and be like,
on the
put the balls down, you bell end.
To be Beckham and Ant and Dec on the front lines.
Yeah.
Charge!
Christ.
So you can just punt the ball at them.
David Attenborough.
Yeah.
He won't do good
in
the fight.
He's got no chance.
Absolutely not.
He could summon the wildlife.
Do you know what I'm most proud of David Attenborough for? Being of that same age group generation of BBC presenters who haven't ended up being like Savile.
One of few wrong ones, isn't he?
That's true. You know what I find
instantly talking about mental stuff.
What's the word for it? I can't remember what the word for it is. I'm always bitching and moaning about how presenters are like, you get the same presenters in every show.
You
know, it's time for like some new, young blood to come through. I'm sure there are a few, but you see the same all the time, the same people. Which obviously they're good at their jobs. Like what? You know, like Dermot O'Leary and like fucking
Stephen Mulhern.
So bland.
Yeah.
Holly Willoughby.
What's
stuff
his
like
face
that.
Used Steve to Davina do a McCall. Lot. Tall Northern lad. He did Family Fortunes
Victor
reboot.
What's his name? Vernon Kay.
That's it. Well
Vernon
done.
Kay.
Victor Meldrew, he almost said. Did you hear that?
Definitely
I miss the eccentrics. Like, they're all so
Les
bland,
Dawson.
Aren't they? Yeah.
No, Les Dennis. Like, that's what I meant.
Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah, just people are a bit
off the wall.
Yeah.
But that being said,
Lily Savage.
Like proper characters. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like
Joe Pasquale.
Where are they all these days? They're all just
dead.
They're all either dead or doing shows down at Great Yarmouth Pier.
Yeah, I just think it's
Barry for me.
Despite me having that opinion, people like David Attenborough, I feel, just have a special place in my heart. I feel like he could do it until the day he dies and I'd be happy about it.
Yeah, man.
Don't want some new bloke coming in, but almost every other show. What is the word I'm thinking of?
I don't know what you mean, though. I don't understand the context.
Well, how I'm saying, I can't believe I can't think of the word. I'm devastated at myself. When you have an opinion about something, but then something, another value that you hold conflicts with that opinion. What's it called?
Oh, fuck.
You know what I mean?
Oh, this is great.
Fucking
it's one of those
tell
things
you
where you can't think of it.
If it comes
annoying.
Back to you, let me know because I'm going to be
polarizing.
Polarizing. No.
Don't know.
This
you
is
know
shit
what?
Content.
Just
can
cut
we
it
move
all out.
On?
Just cut
I'm
it all
not
out.
Cutting it out because one of the listeners might know and they can tweet us.
I'm fuming that I don't remember the word.
As soon as Nay starts reading, you're going to be on
fucking
dictionary.com, aren't you? I actually want you to because I can't put this down.
I know. It's hard to unthink about it now.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'd say. Right. Between episodes. Fact. Should I do a fact?
Yeah.
Should we move on? Fact.
Fact one. The word for when you have a conflicting opinion.
I'm quite proud of this fact. So it's not a very comedy podcast, but I'll make it work. So in November 2000, the US DEA, mm-hmm. which is, of course,
Drug Enforcement Agency.
Fantastic. Well, administration, okay. but you know,
Breaking Bad,
whatever you want. Yeah. Discovers one of the country's largest LSD labs inside a converted military missile silo.
Jesus.
In Kansas. Okay. Not very comedy yet. Bear with me. Okay. So according to court testimony, the lab produced up to a kilogram of LSD every 5 weeks for short periods of time.
That's quite a lot.
This mm-hmm. would produce approximately 10 million doses every 5 weeks.
Fuck.
And the
hell.
DEA claims that this would be worth approximately $40 million
Jesus
on the street.
Christ.
This means that they could have produced 13 Air Bud sequels every 5 weeks and still have a cool $1 million left for, I don't know, groceries or whatever. Now, despite their criticism for their methodology, the DEA contends that there was a 99.5% drop in the availability of LSD following on from this arrest. So mm-hmm. this was a huge lab, like a massive operation. And the actual quantity of LSD seized by the DEA does still remain unclear, with figures ranging from 198 grams to 41.3 kilograms. Now, 41.3 kilograms would be 410 million hits
Jesus
of LSD.
Christ. Do that in one
Now,
go.
If we assume that this higher number is accurate, this would have the equivalent street value of approximately 1.64 billion US dollars.
Fucking hell.
Now, this would have been enough money to take 8,200 people to space on Jeff Bezos's commercial space flight, or you could buy 25 tons of gold bars, not the chocolate. I imagine that would be considerably more. Or you could buy everybody in Myanmar a copy of Pokemon Red when it released.
Jesus.
So the population of Myanmar is 54.57 million, and it would be enough to buy 54.666 million copies of Pokemon Red upon release.
A couple of spares left over then.
Do you know what blows my mind the most? Did you say that the, what was the total haul? Something in kilograms?
Well, it was contested. So it was between 200 grams and 41.3
it's
kilograms.
It's mental to think.
Yeah.
41.3 kilograms.
Yeah, how much is that? Like,
it's about seven
bags.
Air Buds.
what was the number
a bag
again?
Of sugar is 41. A kilogram.
So it's 40 bags of sugar.
Yeah, but it's that's a tab of LSD.
I know, but,
yeah.
When you hear that weight, it doesn't seem like it would equate to that much value.
Exactly, yeah,
so
that much money.
One dose of LSD for reference, and I only know this because I looked it up, is 100 micrograms.
Right.
So because a microgram like thin, is like to the power of minus six.
Do you remember those little things that came out in like the late 90s, early 2000s? They were like almost like minty little strips of paper you put on your tongue and they melted.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
That's what LSD is like. So imagine the weight of one of them. Mm.
Yeah.
40 kilograms is fucking loads.
It's insane, isn't it? Should we make LSD?
We could do CBD ones, bring them things back, put them on your tongue.
CBD LSD, what would it be? CBSD.
What would the name of our drug be?
Ganja paper.
I was expecting for some sort of verbal diarrhea pun, but that would do.
Yeah.
That was a very interesting fact.
Yeah, I like that.
I feel like the Air Bud thing, you know how jokes sort of like are funny, then they become not funny, but over time they'll get funny again?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it to get funny again.
No, it's coming.
I like the Air Bud.
No, it's good.
I'm now thinking that instead of things like bags of sugar.
It's just, the numbers are hard and Labrador's are universal.
Yeah, you're right. I would actually know what you meant more if you said five golden retrievers than 70
half a
bags
Vauxhall
of sugar.
Corsa.
Yeah.
Or like if I said, you know, the moon is like 6 billion centimetres away or something.
No one can imagine that. But it's you can imagine 4.2 million fucking Labradors, can't you?
So,
golden retrievers. I just did the same thing as you.
Yeah. No, same.
Well done.
Yeah.
Shoot diary.
So we left off last week with you having an absolute plan saying you are going to fuck Amy. Shag,
there's no
chance.
It's not happening.
Let's see what happens then, shall we?
Yeah, looking forward to this. November 7th. Well, I was up at 10:30 this morning.
This morning.
Don't know why I'm bragging.
It's still doing the LEG voice.
Tuesday as well. Should be at school, surely.
Bunking off.
I did fuck all. Just listened to Eminem until my taxi arrived at 12:30.
Sick. He just rapping along to it. Because I am whatever you say I am. Oh, taxi's here.
Did you get that album for yourself after having heard
Probably.
Yeah, because they were playing it at Amy's. She might have copied it for you.
That's like you were saying last week, trying to sort of get in with what they mean.
I bet you got out of the taxi, like rapping. Get to lose yourself to the music. So, sorry, babes. I was just listening to Eminem in the taxi.
Yeah, I know all the words.
Do you remember several podcasts ago, there was talk about the fight, good versus evil?
Oh, yeah.
It does say here, after our little setback here, the good versus evil competitors will be revealed tomorrow.
Ooh. There's a song called Good versus Evil on that Eminem album
is
as well.
There? Yeah. What are the chances of that?
I know.
It's almost as if we script these podcasts.
Went to school for sport. And I came in second in the pool competition.
But when I fucked Amy, I didn't come second.
I like the way of, for some reason, pool fell into the category of sport.
Maybe that's why you got up late, because you had to just go in for like a sporting event thing
maybe.
That day.
Maybe. That is
a sport.
It is, but when
I
you think
that's
of
reasonable.
What, a pool?
Like PE. Yeah.
Do you mean like billiards?
Yeah.
I thought you meant a swimming pool.
That's what I thought initially, but when he laughed at it, I was like, he means...
Yeah, smooker.
He means he went down the pub with his mates.
I seriously need to change from Asdan... Shit, we didn't look that up, did we? From Asdan to music.
Know.
So I can get with Amy some more.
Cool.
So I'm guessing, so you said it's a choice, you had music or Asdan. So she was doing music and you'd chosen Asdan, but that meant you spent less time with Amy.
Exactly.
Essentially what was that? Cool. Yeah. Just making sure I understood that.
Asdan stands for the Award Scheme Development and Accreditation Network. But
what does that mean?
It's Asdan's mission is to engage, elevate, and empower young people in the greatest of need between the ages of 11 and 25. Oh, so it's basically a thing for wrong-uns to make it not as wrong.
Just to support, sort of support networking type thing.
Yeah.
Just to sort of do.
I'm
do
sure that was bugging
engage.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Us talking about Asdan, and even we don't know what it is.
I thought you meant the lion from the Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Aslan.
Oh, yeah. Aslan.
Yeah.
Is that the truth?
C.S. Lewis, isn't it?
Or is he lying?
Oh.
I couldn't resist.
God, I hate today and tomorrow because I don't get to see Amy. I have to wait till Friday.
At this point, have you done that thing where you like hug your pillow at night pretending it's her? And then pop your little willy
in. I was going to say, don't you?
There's a picture here of, what is this?
Bear skin, is it?
No. It's, well, I'll let you decide. You guys can see it. This boy was somewhere on November 5th, but do you know where? Was it A, bonfire night, B, enjoying a bath, or C, having a nice game of Scrabble?
Looks like the state of Kentucky.
Looks like an abominable snowman.
I think it's just a person with their arms and legs and head blown off.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So that's going to be old Guy Fawkman.
Yeah.
Hold on, though, because it does say follow this for the answer.
Oh.
The answer is C. He was playing Scrabble with a psychopath when he spelt, please hack off my limbs, to which the psycho did.
Plot twist.
By the way, illegal move.
Yes, you're right. That wouldn't even fit on the board.
And he wouldn't have had enough tiles.
Wouldn't fail. Yeah, there's no way that fits.
Yeah, because that's the only bit of that story that's bollocks, isn't it?
Stupid. I just don't like it when people don't have any regard for the rules.
The rules make it more fun, don't they? They sort of control
rules
the
rules make
fun.
Life better.
Yeah, I agree.
November 8th.
Nerds.
I'm already backing out of this. Due to technical difficulties, we cannot bring you news of the good versus evil competitors, but we'll be bringing them to you tomorrow.
Lazy.
Yeah. Is this like your Air Bud?
I think
is
I'm
this going to be the perpetual joke?
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's me trying to cling on to the good old days of having characters and traps and stuff.
We didn't mention it, but I swear Sticky was in last week's episode.
He was recently, not
there was a little drawing of him. You just didn't mention he was there.
It just wasn't really tangible.
Was it the
stuff? It was that.
Yeah.
Just reading stuff out. It
we can
sense.
Save that for people.
Exactly.
Yeah. extras.
Oh, hello. So today I was the man.
The man.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, as if we didn't get that all delivered at the same time. Like he's Elvis. Yeah. I'm the man. Uh-huh. This is an ad. We have a Patreon. You can click the link in the description and support us. The support goes a long way. And I know you're thinking, I'm not going to pay money for no reason. Well, there is a reason. For £1 a month, you can get access to our pages that we read from. For £3 a month, you can get a video version of the pod with extra long episodes. And for £5 a month, you can get even more extra content only available to you, like us playing silly games and more. So, anyway, what were you saying, Nathan?
Science was pretty mediocre, as was English, but at lunchtime, I was on fire. Let's see how on fire I was.
Hopefully, literally.
Amy was all over me like a rash.
Christ.
A fucking nice rash, though.
Does it say that?
Yeah, it does.
Well, I'm not putting cedar cream on that.
I think I was in a hyper or something, or maybe I was just being myself. Oh. Anyway, Amy was grabbing me, hugging me, cuddling me, and I was loving it. If I keep this up, she's mine. Man, I tell you, I was winning over Sophie, Amy, and Amanda. Brackets, all very hot. I mean, seriously, I could well get in there with any of them.
Fuck me.
Oh, my God.
There's a fine line between finally developing a bit of confidence as quite a shy teenager and just being bare delusional.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to know what was I doing to make me think I was so, like, being so suave. And
I've got a really horrible thought of, like, maybe they all kind of knew you were a bit like that, and they were actually just teasing you this whole time and like just leading you on for a laugh,
yeah,
by being cruel. But either way, I like seeing you go from this slump of like, oh, I'm, to like, no, I'm the man, and you've got a little bit of confidence behind you. It's nice.
It's so bipolar, fucking all over the place. Painted one of my orcs.
There we go.
The dichotomy of that. Yeah. Like, all the girls want me. I'm the sexiest man alive. And then I went home and I painted an orc by myself.
I'm an alpha male.
Yeah.
Warhammer.
Daddy, did you get the pink paints?
Went to my aunt's, saw my cousin's cool Warhammer stuff. My aunties and my granddad got their mobile phones.
Oh.
Nice.
So there's a chart here called the Love Chart.
With an R in it as well.
Love.
And it
that's going to be the name of the episode, the love chart.
Like there's a list. Well, there is a list of girls, and then I'm not going to go through the whole thing.
You're scoring them.
Let's just say they're being scored.
What are you scoring them on?
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh my God, this is brilliant.
Tits, face, ass, legs, and at the end, personality.
Yeah, that's the last one
you thought. It's so crammed in as well. It barely fits. Like, you're like, oh, I better put something nice in.
Oh, dear.
I like that you put ass as well, the American spelling.
Oh, yeah.
Amy better be the top of that list.
She is. I'll give you a little rundown. They're all pretty close, though. We've got...
I wish I had looked. We could have guessed what the scores were.
I don't think none of these have really got mentioned very much apart from Amy. We've got Amy at 38.
Are these, so each of these columns for tits, ass, leg, face and personality, are they each out of 10?
Yeah, must be, right?
Yeah.
No nines.
No, nothing higher than a 9.
8 is the max.
But to be fair, perfection is a construct. It doesn't exist, so you can never score anything.
I don't know. Did you not hear fucking Nathan describe Amy's tits last week?
True.
I think
they
in his mind, they're an 11 out of 10.
They only got an 8.
Well, no. Yeah.
Her tits got an 8.
Yeah. I don't know what gives you a 10 then.
Yeah,
Jesus.
What have you seen
them being
as like
in your face, probably?
Young teen.
I
reckon if you'd shagged Amy at this point, that would have been 10s across the board.
Oh, yeah.
And let's bear in mind, I have not seen a pair of breasts at this point in the flesh.
Real life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say,
that's true, actually.
You will have witnessed them, but
I'll have seen them, but definitely not.
Not living, breathing ones.
Exactly.
See, I was quite blessed because my dad's really fat and I saw him topless around the house all the time. That's probably what put me off.
Let's have a go on them, Dad.
Yeah, let's have a go, boy.
That's why he's an ass man. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Probably is subconsciously.
It's all coming together.
So we've got Amy at the top with 38, then Amanda with 32.
I don't remember Amanda coming up.
I don't think she's been mentioned. Sophie, 29, Kerry, 28, and Zoe, 27.
Poor old Zoe.
Cool. Yeah. That's
still done pretty
well,
though.
They're all decent, though, considering out of 50.
Yeah.
I think you've got an average of 30-odd there.
27, I don't know. If someone said to me, you're a 5 out of 10,
that
I wouldn't take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I didn't think of it that way.
I don't think it's a great score, I'll be honest.
They're essentially all 3 or 4s out of 10.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
No, five and above.
Yeah.
Above average at least, so.
I hope this next bit isn't problematic, but let's find out.
Brilliant.
There's an arrow to this chart and it says, I have sunk to a new low. I have treated these women as objects. I've degraded them and I should inform you that I felt guilty as I wrote it.
Well,
and if any of those girls saw that chart, they'd kill me. There is no witty punchline or snide comment to end this comment. Just a feeling of emptiness.
I honestly thought that was leading to a joke where you're like, only kidding, they're all fit.
I've actually been...
A bit of self-awareness for once. He's hit. We're finally hitting that stage four, aren't we?
Depression. Edginess. I don't know. I'm impressed.
Yeah, that is actually mental. Mm. I never thought I'd see that in the
diary.
Didn't
screw it out though, did I?
No.
It says at the bottom, for a witty punchline, see December 32nd.
Oh, Christ. It's going to undo all your work.
No, I think that is the witty punchline because there's no December 32nd.
Right.
See.
I see what you're saying.
The fourth, we were getting confused, weren't we? The fourth thing is depression. It's depression, then acceptance.
Okay.
So I'm still working out if we're... Because we've already hit the other three. We know we have. So just to make sure this theory pans out, we need displays of depression, then you finally being to round off this lovely story. Okay.
I feel like
Amy's
gone backwards now.
But yeah, he's back. He's back in. He's been dragged back into it.
Yeah.
Maybe that is still lingering on stage three with the old, you know, bargaining. Like,
It could be bargaining denial.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right.
I've got another double pager here.
Love all that.
November 13th. Well, I am back. Hang on. How many days is this? So we've skipped ahead about a week.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm back with another double pager. So Amy, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Damn, she's messing me up. I'm so confused about her. A month and a half ago, she found me irresistible.
Yeah.
Any evidence?
Zero.
Kissed you one time.
Yeah, one stolen
and
kiss.
What was that? Yeah. I was going to say that. That's all that happened.
I was so naive. So surely she must still feel the same way. She says she wants to break up with Steve, brackets, yes, so I can possibly make a move on her. I think I need to make it very obvious that I want her. I've said this before. Mm-hmm. Compliment her, wink at her, and make suggestive comments to her. Wink at her.
This sounds like, you know those videos you've been watching for like from the 40s and 50s your stream of like, here's a lesson on how to be a man.
Yes.
This sounds like that era of how to impress a woman.
Wink at her.
Wink at her.
It starts off sounding quite good.
Make her feel special with a wink.
It does start off good though, doesn't it? Because you say, I've got to make it clear that I like her. Good.
Yeah.
I've got to compliment her.
Good.
Good. Wink at her and make suggestive comments. Or are you going to fucking wolf whistle at her and go, nice pair, love?
Cool. Look at those.
Good. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't want to know what I want to do with that.
Cool. You look hungry. What do you mean, Nathan? Good. I've got a fucking sausage here for
exactly.
you. Oh, well done.
How to win any woman's heart.
Yeah, Christ's sake.
Or I could be very flirty with another attractive girl who I know fancies me, apparently.
Literally just going downhill.
Called Amanda.
Ooh.
Where did she rate on the table?
Was she the second
ranking?
She was
second.
That's why she was second, because you know she likes you.
Yeah. And try to make Amy a little jealous.
That never works. You know that because of the Stephen situation.
Yeah. We've been here before. Or, brackets, the one that would be the easiest.
Brilliant.
Get Lorna to find out how Amy feels about me.
She wasn't even on the table.
No, he's use her as a spy.
Yeah.
Right. No, but I meant,
how
like,
does she
out
feel
of
about
all the
me?
Female characters in this arc, she wasn't mentioned on the table.
I think she's a mate.
Yeah, right. That's what he's saying. He's not saying get into her pants to find out. He's saying just
I
ask
see what
her.
Saying. Yeah.
Does Amy like me?
The table was just ones he liked.
So basically, wimp out of doing it myself, get someone else to ask her.
Best option, that, isn't it?
Yep. I think that's what we all would have done.
Yeah.
I probably will do the third one. So at least one of them has to work. God, I love her. Shag me now, Amy.
It's just like you, like just looking up at the moon at night, crying.
I love that. That's the definition
of
love, as well, isn't it? It's like, God, I love her. Get in my pants.
I know. That's not love, is it?
Lust. God, I lust. Lust for her.
Yeah. I want to see if I can come into school on a Wednesday and maybe Thursday. Yeah, because I think it was limited as well. You know, he's going like maybe three or four times a week.
Okay.
maybe Thursday, so I can get used to going in every day because I'll need to do it in sixth form. Oh, I think I was...
Gotcha. Yeah,
right.
Thinking about the future. I mean, all I do at home is sit around just getting pissed off. Look at me wanting to go to school.
Nerd, isn't it?
But that shows good that boy. Kind of thing works.
Yeah.
Because this was...
Yeah.
I didn't want to go to school at all.
Yeah, that's actually went really there and good then point.
A very good point.
Well, I actually wanted to go in.
Yeah.
Oh, Amy, I love you. You drive me insane-y. Oh, Amy, I want to have
your babies?
Sex with you every oh. day, me.
That is supposed to be, oh, Amy, yeah. I love yeah. you drive me insane-y.
Go on.
I want to have sex with you every
okay, baby.
No, it's I want to have sex with you every day, me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that rhythm, isn't it?
Get that published.
Yeah, we should get a clean take of that. You're actually going to sing it for us. You got the lyrics.
Let's
here.
Make a polyphonic ringtone of it.
Oh my God.
Beep, beep, beep. So what is it? Oh, Amy, I love you. You drive me insane. What's the, how's
no,
the
it's thing? Not because then it goes, oh, Amy, but it doesn't have the.
Yeah, I think that bit should be skipped out. If it went straight to there, it would be right, wouldn't it?
Yeah
I think I didn't know the song well enough.
That's cool. Either that or we're just finding it within something that wasn't supposed to be that.
I think it's better.
Every day, Amy.
It is so, isn't it?
I reckon. Because yeah. that was around the time on The Simpsons, they had the Omarjee song.
Oh, yeah.
So it could have been.
That's brilliant. Beautiful. I know this is a double pager, but I might have to cut you off halfway through a double pager. And we'll finish this off next week.
Yeah. This is looking fun as well.
That is looking bloody lovely.
Tune in, listeners.
Well, thank you all for listening. I hope you're still hooked on the bloody saga. I do feel like every episode there's something else that makes me go, oh God, what's going to happen now? So it's brilliant.
It's a real page turner.
Brilliant. Well, we'll see you next week. Have a lovely new year.
Yes.
And the next time we see you will be 2024. Mental.
Make it a good one.
Yeah, love all that. Alex, where can they find you on Wednesdays?
On Twitch.
Love that.
It's Redux.
Brilliant.
You can find me most days on Twitch at Wade Wiley.
And you can find me on the YouTubes at Raina Vandell.
All of them, all of the tubes.
Yeah, just sort of type my name in, famous,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, so.
Should come up. If it doesn't, I'll send you the link. Alex?
Oh, don't bother with resolutions. But if you're going to make a resolution, just do it whenever. Don't do it. Don't wait for the end of the year. Sort of just do it.
Mm. Yeah.
Just, you know, yeah.
Good advice.
Do you know what? Empty promises lead to empty hearts.
Oh,
so, see you later.
Christ.